Hey everyone, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Yay! What a privilege it is to read the Word of God every single day. And then also, such a privilege to be able to pray for you. Thank you so much. If you want to be prayed for in the next prayer episode of Pray Every Day on the first Sunday of the month, you can go to marriedmuth.com/pray and record your prayer request. We are in Psalm 24 in the New International Version, making our way through the book of Psalms, and this is what it says. This is a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory, this Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle? Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Mind if I pray for you? Thank you again for letting me pray, because I just love to. Okay, Jesus, thank you so much for my friend listening. And thank you for the privilege it is to be able to lift their concerns up to you as an intercessor. And I thank you so much for this particular passage, a Psalm of David, who teaches us what it's like to worship. And as I think about this, particularly the end of the psalm, I'm transported immediately back to when we lived in France as missionaries, and I had to lead worship. And one of the songs that I led worship in was the song King of Glory. And so every time I see these words, I just immediately go back to such a hard time in our lives. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you gave me the ability to sing in a difficult time, and I pray that for the person listening today who needs to sing in a dark time. They need to sing about your glory. They need to sing about you being strong and mighty by faith. They need to sing about you being mighty in battle on their behalf. Lord, help us to look around us, even though we see the desecration and the desolation around us. You still are the King of glory. You are still worthy of our worship. You are still working out your will in ways that are surprising and miraculous. And Lord, it's easy for me to look back on my life and see your faithfulness, like when we were in France. But while I was there, even though I was worshiping, I was having a really hard time. And so I know that many of us carry baggage and we carry difficulties with us wherever we go. So I pray that you would shoulder the burdens of my friends listening. I thank you that the earth is yours, everything in it, that we can trust you because you are the creator of all that we see. I am thankful that you have called us closer to yourself. And the ones who can be in your presence are those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who don't trust in an idol or swear by a false god. And so, Lord, we pray, if there are parts of our hearts that have been chasing after idols, or have been swearing by a false god, where we have put more confidence in other things than we have put confidence in you, we have trusted other things more than we trusted you, or we have longed for other things more than we have longed for you, please forgive us. Please shed light on that and help us to worship you alone, because you are the keeper of our hearts. You're the keeper of our souls. You're the keeper of our lives. Lord, the only way that we can have clean hands and a pure heart is through your Holy Spirit within us. And so help us just to be outrageously aware that you are with us right now. Come hyper aware that your presence goes with us no matter what the day may hold. Lord, we want to receive blessing from you and vindication from you. We want to be part of the generation that seeks your face. Lord, when things get hard today, help us to find a little spot in the day where we can just be quiet, where maybe we can see the sky and the trees and seek your face, to seek it continually, the psalmist also says. And so we want to seek your face continually. To seek one's face is to seek relationship. And so, Lord, we want to have that kind of relationship with you. I pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org. Steve Styler has inaugurated that along with many others. And this is music that is, it's pretty self-explanatory. This is music for your soul. And he has a freebie for Pray Every Day listeners. You can go to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray. And there's a free song called Stain Upon My Heart. And also a coupon code PED30 for the rest of the site. Now, there's all sorts of things that his ministry tackles through music. Some of those are eating disorders, despair or lost hope, dealing with guilt, dealing with homelessness or hopelessness or loneliness, or having difficulties in your marriage, or maybe you've walked through a miscarriage, or you have experienced self-harm. Or maybe you're like many of us after this past year, you're battling some trauma and some shame. And so these songs are designed to give words to the things that you're going through. And God has been using this ministry to bring healing to many. And so if you want to check it out, you can go to musicforthesoul.org. And for that free song, musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray. Thanks again for sponsoring the show. Music for the Soul. So appreciate that. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com and we'll get you started. Thanks so much and have an amazing day, friend.